It's been called one of the only remaining free-flowing rivers in Colorado. The last frontier. The Wild West. Water with few dams or reservoirs, and even fewer regulations. The snowpack-fueled Yampa River is a rare glimpse a century back in time. The river's basin, which includes the town of Steamboat Springs, is very different than the rest of the state.
So today, we're going to be driving a rental car with a California license plate, so it's going to be interesting.
Scott Hummer is a water commissioner who patrols District 58 on the Yampa River. He's responsible for making sure people are getting their fair share of water.
I can get anywhere in Colorado on a road just like this. I don't need pavement. I don't have to see anybody. And I can still get to the same place they do. Probably.
If the Yampa is the wild west of water, Hummer is one of its de facto sheriffs.
But I don't tell anybody my secrets.
Hummer grew up on the Northern Front Range. He's since spent his entire career working and traveling all over the state.
I'm going to be 60 in 2 weeks. The year I was born, but the population of my hometown, Fort Collins, was 24,000. And 3,000 of those were students at CSU. 50 years ago, when I was a 10-year-old boy, the population of Fort Collins was 43,000 people.
Fort Collins now has a population of nearly 168,000 people. As of 2018, over 5.5 million people live in Colorado, and that number continues to grow. The bulk of the population growth will happen along Colorado's Front Range, and it is relying on water coming from the western slope.
What folks, new folks, and especially folks along the Front Range don't understand, especially newcomers, is that water, Horsetooth, Carter, Boulder Reservoir. Where does that water come from? You Boulder County folks? Does it come from Boulder County? I don't think so. Does it come from Larimer County? I don't think so.
While the Yampa itself does not have water diverted to the Front Range, it is seeing decreasing water due to a changing climate. And as a result, more restrictions.
We turn on the tap, we expect the water to be there, and it is, and it always has been.
That's Ann Castle, a lawyer and an expert on water rights in Colorado.
So people haven't needed to know much about the sources of water, how much it costs to get that water to their tap, and the implications of climate change impacts on water and how that's going to play out in their lives.
But now people across the Colorado River Basin need to pay attention to their water use. If a call is made on the compact and more water needs to be sent to lower basin states to fulfill legal obligations, it could potentially impact water users on the Yampa, says Castle.
There's been some work done by scientists commissioned by the Colorado River District and the Southwestern Water Conservation District that's looking at the risk of a compact call. And their recent work has also looked at the priority of water rights that would have to be called in order to do that. You might have to curtail all water rights junior to, say, 1950. Well, there's a lot of water rights on the West Slope and in the Yampa system that are junior to 1950, and so they would all be at risk.
The Yampa got a taste of what could be to come in September of 2018. Nearly 2 decades of drought and an especially hot, dry summer left the river at historically low levels. The river was put under administration for the first time ever, or as it's more commonly known, on call. Water commissioners like Hummer began shutting off junior water users' ditches.
When you talk about this being the last frontier, there's just some people up here that like to fight. They like the challenge of pushing the envelope. Will the division engineer really put the river on call? Will the water commissioner really show up on a Sunday afternoon at 5:30 to see what I'm doing? And the answer to those two questions may not have been yes in the past, but it sure as heck is now.
Many water users in Yampa live on land their families have owned for generations. In fact, Marcia Dockenbaugh still lives in the house she was born in.
Hi. Marcia?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
Alejandra? Alejandra, yes.
Dockenbaugh's father first purchased the Rocking Bar Sea Ranch in 1946. Dockenbaugh and her husband took over, and now their daughter and son-in-law run things. And Dockenbaugh, who spent 25 years with the USDA and then 15 years with the Community Agriculture Alliance, understands the way ranchers think. She views the issue of water through many different lenses. Dockenbaugh understands why ranchers are reluctant to see the river change.
That independence of the West, perhaps, that we don't like anybody telling us what to do. And a lot of those days are gone. We can't run cattle across everything like was done in the early 1900s. So I think some of the resistance with the water issues is that fear that we're just giving up one more thing, that our independence is just becoming smaller and smaller.
And Yampa River water users are indeed going to have to give up more independence. The Division of Water Resources is asking them to make some pretty big changes.
I'm Erin Light, and I'm the division engineer for Water Division 6.
Light heads up the Division of Water Resources for the Yampa River. She's Scott Hummer's boss and oversees a staff of 11 people.
There were areas that, I don't want to say people were caught by surprise. It's just that they lived their lives every day thinking we would never go on call. They had been told time and time and time again, you have to install a measuring device, you have to install a measuring device. And the water commissioner kept getting a cold shoulder, like, we're never going to be administered. Give me a break. We're not going to spend that money and go do this. And so I think they were very unhappy when the system did go on call and they were shut off. And they were shut off because they had no measuring device.
Water users in Yampa were given until November 30th to install a head gate. After that date, they either have to get one installed or stop using their water entirely. And if people continue to use water without a head gate, the state will fine them $500 per day. Nobody knows for certain what demand management or a compact call would truly mean for Colorado or the Yampa. But one thing is abundantly clear. Like it or not, things are changing. And for water users and those tasked with managing water use, like Scott Hummer, that change can be deeply personal.
I can remember as a younger water commissioner in the wintertime, I'd take a week's vacation. Where'd I go? I'd go to Lake Powell to see how full it was, you know. I'd go to Moab to see how much water was in the river and stuff like that, or go see some dam I'd heard about that I'd never seen before. I don't do that anymore.
For Connecting the Drops and Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Alejandra Wilcox.
Connecting the Drops is a collaboration between Rocky Mountain Community Radio Stations and Water Education Colorado. Find out more at watereducationcolorado.org. Support is provided by CoBank, which provides financing solutions for rural water systems. Find out more at cobank.com.